Okay, the next matter is Philip Burnell.
This is Rochelle Sheffield for the debtor, and Philip Burnell is with me.
He's in your office with you?
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Burnell, you there?
I am present.
Thank you. Mr. Burnell, would you raise your right hand?
Yes.
Do you solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? State your full name, please.
Philip Paul Burnell.
And is your address still the same as the address on the petition?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? I cut out.
Is your address still the same as the address on your petition?
Yes, it is.
Did you prepare and file with the bankruptcy court a list of all of your assets and all of your liabilities? Are those documents, including the petition, the schedules, and the statement of financial affairs, true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Are there any changes that need to be made?
No.
Before you filed these documents, did you read them?
Yes.
Did you sign them? Did you sign these documents?
Yes.
Have you received a copy of the bankruptcy information sheet? Have you read that document?
Yes.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy before?
No.
Are you required to make any domestic support payments to anyone?
No.
The tax return you provided to me, is that a true and correct copy? Are you still self-employed?
Yes.
And what is that self-employment?
The company's name is Burnell Productions. It is internet content creation of on-demand and also live video streaming services.
Explain that again, please.
Sure. It's an internet content creation of on-demand video and also live streaming video services.
Okay, if you hear pauses, it's just because I'm making notes here.
Okay.
I'm going to start basically at the beginning of your schedules and just kind of work through them. The first thing you have listed here is real property in Connecticut. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, when did you purchase this property?
Ooh, okay. I want to say it was roughly July of 2009.
What was the purchase price?
I want to say it was in the $135,000 range. I could be off by a bit there, but I believe that is correct.
Is the property currently rented?
No.
Is it vacant?
Could you repeat that?
Is the property vacant?
It is vacant, yes.
Is the property insured?
To the best of my knowledge, yes. And I have not, we have payment on it quite some time, but I believe that it's still insured, through the mortgage company, if I think they've been paying it.
Okay, when's the last time you made a payment? I'm sorry, you cut out. I didn't hear that.
Are you what?
When was the last mortgage payment made on the Connecticut property?
I have the motion for relief if you want me to look at that and find the exact date.
No, I just want his recollection.
Oh, okay.
Do you recall when you made the last payment?
The April April or May of 2019. Okay. I believe it was probably April.
You also list real property in Renton, is that correct?
That's correct.
And when did you purchase that?
That was purchased in June of 2014.
What was the purchase price? What was
I believe that was $265,000.
Have you lived there since you purchased it?
Yes, I have lived there since I purchased it.
Are the mortgage payments current on this property?
Yes.
Anyone know what that beeping is?
I'm sorry, what was that?
I'm hearing a beeping. Are you hearing it on your end?
I'm hearing it too, but I don't know.
No idea what that might be. We'll hope it goes away. Is the property insured?
Yes.
And is this a house or a condo? Mr. Burnell, is this a house or a condo? Hello? Hello? Mr. Burnell? Sheffield, are you there?
Nancy?
Yes?
Sorry, there's 60 people on the line for this call, so I think that's the problem.
Okay.
But we're back on.
Okay, did you drop out and then come back in?
I don't know where that beeping's coming from.
Okay. Well, let's try and just keep going.
Okay.
So, Mr. Burnell, my question was, is this a house or a condo?
It is a condo.
You answer the question whether or not you have electronics, you say no. Is that a correct answer?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Your schedules indicate you have no electronics. Is that correct?
No electronics. Are you speaking of in regards to the business or in regards to my personal belongings?
Well, this is your personal bankruptcy, so this would be
there
your personal belongings.
There are electronics that are considered business assets, and then personal electronics would be in the household goods and furnishings. I just kind of lump them together.
Okay, so let me go through some assets that some of your creditors have told me that you might own, and if you could tell me if they're personal or business and if you still have them. Do you have a PlayStation 4 Pro system?
That's correct.
And is
that business related, and I do still have it.
Okay. How about a standard PlayStation 4?
That is, I still own it. It is business related.
PlayStation 3?
Yep, that is business related. I still have it.
Nintendo Wii?
Business related.
Nintendo Wii U?
Yes, business related. I do still own it.
Nintendo Switch?
Yes, business related. I do still own it.
Xbox 360?
Yes, Xbox 360, business related. I do still own it.
Nintendo 3DS?
Yes, business related, and I do still own that.
PlayStation Vita?
Yes, I do still own the PlayStation Vita, and is this related? I do still own it, yes.
PlayStation Virtual Reality.
Yes, I do still own the PlayStation Virtual Reality, and it is business related, and I have it.
Do you have a computer? Whoever's making the beeping sound, if you please stop. Do you have a computer?
I do have a business-related computer, yes.
Do you have a personal computer?
I'm sorry, can you...
A home computer?
Oh, no, I do not have a home-related computer. No, it's just a business-related computer.
Do you have an iPad?
I do. It is very old and not functional.
Okay, explain to me how you decide if it's business-related or your personal property.
Sure. Anything that I say is business-related is used solely for the purpose of my internet video content creation or my live streaming. I broadcast video games all day, 6 days a week, and so everything that I just listed is used as a device to cast gaming.
Okay, who purchases the various gaming pieces?
I do.
You personally?
Yes.
Does the business have a separate business bank account?
No.
Does the business file its own tax return?
Not sure how to help.
It looks like they are... Do you file a separate tax return for the business, or is it all in your personal?
I just do one tax return, so okay. My personal, yes.
So your business is included on your personal tax return?
Yes.
Do you own or have any access to any online gaming packages?
If you mean like subscription-based gaming services?
Correct.
Yes.
And tell me how those work as far as ownership.
How does that work as far as ownership? Was that the question?
Yes.
They're all personally in my name, connected with my own personal online account. And they are all business-related in order to play video games online. Many of these services are required in order to actually play games in a multiplayer capacity.
How many subscriptions do you have?
Off the top of my head, I would say at least three. I know that there's one for Nintendo, there's one for Xbox, and there's one for PlayStation. There may be more if I actually were to, dive deeper. I believe those are the three main ones.
Okay. How much does each of them cost?
This is just an estimate. I would assume each one roughly costs around $50 a year there, because I don't have the information in front of me, but I certainly could, break that down at a later date.
Okay, so they're about $50 a year?
Yeah, that's what I would estimate, yes.
Okay, hold on just a moment, please.
Okay.
Okay, originally you listed only one bank account with Bank of America, is that correct?
That is correct.
And then I think you filed an amendment where you listed a PayPal account.
That is correct.
Okay. So tell me how your PayPal account works.
PayPal is an online currency system where people can send funds digitally, and they're held in a virtual, that's not technically a bank account, but it's a virtual account, which can then be used to make purchases online. There's a debit card system. The way it works is as I am creating content, people willingly decide whether or not they want to contribute to help you to continue to create content. Some people will go to what I call my PayPal tips page online, and they submit funds via my PayPal account.
What did you call that again?
Contribute to the business.
What did you call that? PayPal what account?
Tips page. That's what I call it, a PayPal tips page.
Fix?
It's just an online website address.
Okay.
Where people can contribute monetary funds over the internet as a way of basically saying, you know, we like the content you create, and we want you to continue to do it, so here's, you know, some funds to help doing it. Now, in addition to that, I received payment from two different companies. One is called Twitch.com, the live streaming service company. The other is YouTube, which I'm sure you've probably heard of. That's on-demand video services.
Mm-hmm.
And both of those companies, I either upload content or I live stream content, and I make revenue via those services via various methods, advertisements, and other kinds of contribution. And they monthly send me a deposit via PayPal for whatever I have earned in that month.
Okay.
So that's why there's two PayPal accounts. One is for kind of crowdfunding contributions from people who like what I do. The other is from two actual companies who pay me online for my work.
Okay. So these crowdfunding, would be considered like someone wants to give you a gift and that's how they give it to you?
Yes. From my understanding, from speaking with my tax attorney, a charitable contribution, it would be the same as if someone went to a restaurant and you were a waiter or a waitress or a bartender and did a good job, and someone said, oh, I really like the job you did, so they would send give the person a tip.
Okay.
So it's the same premise with me. If I'm doing a really live stream, or if I put out content will really enjoy, they have the completely optional ability.
You're breaking up, so please repeat what you just said. You just broke up.
Okay. Per my tax attorney, PayPal tips are basically considered like a tip that you would leave at a restaurant. So if you have a good bartender or a good waiter or waitress, you would leave them a tip. That's exactly what my PayPal tips page is. If I'm doing a good live stream for the day, or if I put out on-demand video content that people think is, you know, good, they will optionally and willingly send me a tip via my PayPal tips page. That's how it works.
Okay. I'm looking at the PayPal account that you have sent me. One has Twitch Interactive Incorporated, sends you a check, and then it looks like that same amount goes out, says instant withdraw to debit card. How does that work?
Yes. What it is that it's a PayPal account, and then I put it into my bank account, via the debit card.
Okay.
It's the transfer, so I want to use it, you know, for bills and other things.
Okay. What is Patreon? And maybe I'm not...
Patreon, yeah, that is a third-party website where people can pledge to my Patreon account. It's, again, considered crowdfunding or fundraising. You can find it at patreon.com. That's the website that I use. And it's optional, again, if people like the content that I'm putting out, they can pledge some money to my Patreon as a monthly subscription service to me every month.
Okay, what is WWE Network?
Can you repeat that, please?
What is WWE Network?
WWE Network. That is just an on-demand video service for watching, you know, professional wrestling. That is not business-related.
Okay. You've provided me a copy of your PayPal account for 1 month. I would like to see the last 6 months of both of your PayPal statements.
Oh, no. What's going to happen?
What's the problem?
You want the 6 months of both PayPal?
Yes.
Okay, I think I have that, actually. I wasn't sure if you needed all of that, but I'll send that over.
Yeah, oftentimes I don't, as you know, but this one I want to see the last 6 months.
Okay.
So you indicate that you have a business of Brunel Productions, is that correct?
That is correct.
And is this considered a corporation or a sole proprietorship? What is it?
I believe it's sole proprietorship.
Are you entitled to a tax refund for 2019?
No.
Have you filed 2019? I don't recall which year you sent me.
Have you filed 2009? I sent 2018. Have you filed your 19
yet? Oh, yes, I have. In fact, I sent the final information within the last week, but my tax attorney notified me that the coronavirus situation that everything's being delayed and it's not available yet, but I certainly could provide that, you know, when it is available.
Okay, so when you say you sent it, who did you send it to?
My tax attorney.
Okay. You list business assets of $1,500. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. We went through the list of the various gaming machines that you have. Is that included in your business assets?
Yes.
So it's your testimony then that the business machines that we went through that you indicated were all business assets, such as your various PlayStation machines, if you were to liquidate those, the value would be $1,500.
Sure. If I were to liquidate them today, estimating, ballpark value, garage sale or sold immediately, yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Most of the stuff there, like the computer, is very old. It's over 6 years old.
And the only business you have is Brunel Productions?
That is correct.
Okay, how much do you make on a monthly basis from YouTube?
From YouTube, that varies greatly. It could be as low as, I think, the lowest month.
You're breaking up.
$500, but it could be very high as well, depending on the time of year, because YouTube ad revenue fluctuates. It could be as high as, over $1,000. So really, I would have to crunch some numbers to give you an average.
Okay, you broke up there a bit. My understanding is your testimony is between $500 and $1,000 a month, depending on the month?
Sure.
Okay.
That sounds about correct for an average, yes.
Okay. How about Twitch? How much do you make on a month from Twitch?
I would average, let's just say between $3,000. It could be a little higher or a little lower, but that's average.
About $3,000? About
three to four.
How about Streamlabs?
Streamlabs, that's a program that I used to stream, but I don't make revenue from that.
How much do you make each month from Patreon?
At this point, I would say about between $300 and $400 a month.
How about Teespring?
Teespring, that is the t-shirt company. I make very little, maybe at most $100 a month, but usually it's much less than that.
You provided to me, looks like summaries might be considered a profit and loss. It talks about net profit / loss calculations. You have various columns here. I just want a little bit of explanation. Obviously, the first one is self-explanatory. You have the months. The next column you list, profit / income gross. What is that?
Profit income gross, that would be before any kind of expenses were taken out of it. It's just the gross income for that month.
Do you mean where does the income come from, like the difference?
Well, I think you'll understand as we go on, so I understand this. Then you say expenses total, and then you say, and in a separate column you have just business expenses. What's the difference between those two, and how do you calculate them?
I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. I believe what you're referencing is that...
Yeah.
I believe I broke it down so that in one case it would be all the money that I make, you know, the gross profit, minus the business expenses. Then the other case was showing in regards to all of my personal debts, you know, including the payments that I was making on things like credit cards and things like that. I think from the top of my head, I think that's what you're speaking of.
So when I did the Dean's test, I only used the business figures, and then the personal would be what's on the ING, or the J, like regular living expenses.
Okay. What do you consider a business expense?
Anything relating, you know, to the business per the instruction of my tax attorney. So it could be, the cost of a video game, the cost of a subscription for a video game, a microtransaction within a video game, the cost of pieces of equipment, maintenance on said equipment every month. It could be internet, cost of internet every month. It could be cost of, you know, utilities necessary for the business.
Whoever's making the beeping sound, please stop. Go ahead.
And basically anything related to my internet content creation, you know, including, like I said, cost of video games, cost of subscription-based services, microtransactions within video games, cost of internet.
Keep going. We'll try and ignore the beeping. Okay.
Sorry.
I just say keep going, and we'll try and ignore that beeping sound.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'm hitting upon most of it. You know, basically anything that is related to me creating content on the internet, whether it's the on-demand videos or the live streaming, and, you know, there's many factors, including not only the cost of the video games, but the internet and microtransactions and all kinds of things that happen within, you know, the realm of gaming.
Okay. Are you currently married?
Yes.
Is your wife joining in this petition?
No.
Does she have any assets that are not listed on these documents?
No.
It's a recent marriage. Yeah. It's a pretty recent marriage, so these deaths were basically separate.
Pretty recent as to when were you married?
April of 2019.
Okay, I have no further questions. Are there creditors on the line?
Hello?
Yes, are you a creditor?
No, sorry, that was me. You cut out. Sorry.
Oh.
I just wanted to make sure you were still
there. Okay. Are there any creditors on the line?
Yes, I'm here representing Citibank. The debtor has three lines of credit with us.
Okay. Your name, please?
Stephen Ouellet.
Spell your last name.
Ouellette.
And you're with Citibank?
Yes.
And do you have questions you want to ask Mr. Brunell?
Yes. At what point did Mr. Brunell realize that he was insolvent?
Did you realize you needed to file?
We filed.
Well, no, when did you realize you needed to file? I mean, let me ask.
So, really, oh.
If there's creditors on the line who have unmuted their phone, please mute until you're ready to speak. Thank you. Go ahead, Mr. Allitt.
Okay. So you realized that you were insolvent in October of 2019. Did you continue to make payments with credit lines after that time?
I'm sorry, did you repeat that? You cut out.
Sure. Did you continue to make any payments or purchases on those credit lines after the time that you realized that you were insolvent?
Yes, for a few more months, and as my bankruptcy attorney just stated, we filed in October, and so...
No, we met in
October. Oh, no, that's right. In January, we met in October, and upon the initial discussion with my bankruptcy attorney, I was told, at that point, completely discontinued use of all, lines of credit, and I did. But I would say probably up until that discussion with my bankruptcy attorney in October of 2019, I was still, actively using lines of credit and making payments towards the credit.
Okay. And do you still have any purchases from those lines of credit in your possession, or did you sell them, or where is that property now?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that? You cut out yet again.
Sure. The purchases you made with your credit lines following your realization that you were insolvent, do you still have those purchases?
It's cutting out, but keep going. The purchases that were made with the credit lines.
Yes, the purchases that he made with the credit line after realizing he was insolvent, does he still have that property in his possession?
Most of the purchases I would have made with any kind of lines of credit would have been things such as groceries, that kind of stuff. It's not like I was buying anything significant for personal property or anything like that. Now, if you have specific questions about, prep purchases, obviously I could talk with you behind the scenes about that. I don't know specifically what you're referencing, but I do not make, if you're, trying to basically say that I bought a bunch of stuff and I still have it, it only would have been business-related stuff or necessities like grocery shopping and things like that, to my knowledge.
Okay. And the other question I would have then is if it was business-related stuff, I heard you mention that you had a lot of equipment, PS4s, things like that. You're saying that you owned these prior to realizing that you were insolvent, correct?
Think about that. I would say yes. That's correct.
Yes.
And other business expenses like purchasing games for your streaming content company. You purchased these games also with. Let me just reword that. Have you purchased any games since October?
In October, yes.
On credit lines, are you specifically referring
right.
to, or just in?
Yes, on credit lines. Well, I'm trying to establish where insolvency was realized so that we can sort of come to an understanding that any purchases made on credit post-insolvency wouldn't be dischargeable.
Yeah, no, I did not make any purchases on credit after my initial conversation with my bankruptcy attorney in October.
Okay, and sure, another thing too. So you made all these purchases for these equipment systems. I'm assuming that's the bulk of your business expenses as far as, having to buy the equipment, having to buy the games, things like that. Reviewing your filing, it looks like you stated here that you have about $5,000 a month in business expenses. Can you itemize that for me?
Hold on.
Yeah.
Right.
Nancy, I'm not sure if this person is for Citibank.
I'm sorry, excuse me?
I'm not sure. Are you
Are you really?
I'm calling representing Citibank. Yes, Citibank. What are you talking
about? Are you an attorney or like, what's your position at Citibank or?
I work in collections.
I don't know. This doesn't seem.
This seems like a sort of an attempt to back out of answering the very transparent question reviewing these files, which is that he has $5,000 a month in business expenses, which does not make any sense.
In collections at Citibank appear on a case, so this seems a little strange. We'll answer the questions, but it just...
Okay, great.
We've been answering the questions.
Hold on just a second. Where are you seeing $5,000 a month on business expenses?
He's listed over $5,000 a month on expenses, so he's got $5,000 a month in income, $5,000 a month in expenses, and basically the gross income that he's claiming that he's making is $35.
Okay, so you're looking at schedules I and J?
I'm referring to his initial bankruptcy filing.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So where are the $5,000 a month in business expenses?
I think you might...
I've already explained.
Okay, let me back up a minute, because I think you might be looking at it a little bit wrong. And maybe if I could give you a little bit of clarification as to the way these forms are intended to be used, that might answer something, and then you can ask your question again.
Sure.
So Schedule J asks him to list out various expenses he has. This is a personal bankruptcy. And so he's listed things like rent and food and utilities and clothing, things like that. As I'm seeing the schedule, that totals up to be about $5,000, a little bit more than that. Is that the number that you're referring to as business expenses?
Yes. If that's claimed as personal expenses instead, I would still like to get an idea of how exactly he itemizes that. Because the amount of income that I'm seeing, he's claiming that it varies, but the time that he filed, it just happened to be during a very high spike in expenses, which doesn't really make any sense to me.
Okay. Do you have the schedules in front of you? Who is this? Do you have schedules?
As long as we've established that he's realized that he was insolvent in October, that's really all I needed.
Okay.
So it's fine.
I mean, I don't want to cut your questions off. I'm just trying to make sure that you're understanding the forms the way they're intended.
Right, I understand. He's claiming that he's got $5,000 a month in expenses and only $5,000 a month in income and nets about $35, which still doesn't really make any sense to me, when he's claiming that he gets $1,000 from YouTube, $4,000 from Twitch. That's $5,000 right there, but then he's also claiming that he gets these donations or tips or whatever it is through his stream itself, which is separate from the service paying him for streaming.
Okay, I understand your question. Do you have a further explanation, Mr. Brunell?
I've already broken down how my expenses work. I don't know what this gentleman is referencing specifically. All the information is there, so I don't know exactly what he's looking for.
Okay.
I don't understand.
I'm just asking you to explain your expenses.
Which we've done.
So why are you asking again?
I do not see anywhere that adds up to $5,000 of expenses monthly, or that warrants paying extra money for video games and things post October when you realize that you were insolvent.
Okay.
Right. What you're talking about is strictly related to Citibank purchases. If I'm understanding this correctly, you're wondering if there were any purchases after October on the Citibank cards, but you have access to those.
I'm asking about any cards, any lines of credit. I'm trying to figure out when he realized he was insolvent, if he continued making credit purchases after that time.
And he's already stated that he is not.
Okay. So as long as that's on the record, great. Thank you.
That was on the record, yes, earlier.
Thank you.
Okay. Do you have any other questions?
No, that's it.
Okay. Are there other creditors on the phone who want to ask questions? Now would be the time to unmute and ask a question and identify yourself. Okay, if there are no further people on the phone who are going to ask questions or identify themselves, I have no further questions. Is that someone jumping in? Okay.
Why am I poisoning? Why am I toxic?
Ms. Sheffield, do you have the identification information with you?
I do. I'm looking at a Washington State driver's license, which is correct, and I'm also looking at a Social Security card, and the number matches that on the petition.
Okay, there appears to be no further creditors who are asking questions. I have no further questions. You are excused, and you may hang up. Thank you.
Thank you.